5. The tall, gaunt man who stuttered too badly crept away, his moment in the spotlight over.
Next!
Shouted Varga Bruegel. Another tall, gaunt man strode onto the makeshift stage in the von Königswald ballroom. The crowd of tall, gaunt men shuffled and muttered.
Name?
Lowenstein, said the man in deep, sepulchral tones. Laszlo Lowenstein.
It was a fine, scary voice. Detlef felt good about this one. He nudged Bruegel.
What have you done?
Asked Bruegel.
For 7 years I was the actor manager of the Temple's Theatre in Talabheim. Since coming to Altdorf, I have played Baron Trister in the Geheimnisstrasse Theatre production of The Desolate Prisoner. The critic of the Altdorf Spiele has referred to me as the premier Taradashian tragedian of his, or indeed any other, generation.
Detlef looked the man up and down. He had the height, and he had the voice.
What do you think, Bruegel?
He asked, so low that Lowenstein couldn't hear him. Varga Bruegel was the best assistant director in the city. If there wasn't a prejudice against dwarfs in the theatre, Detlef thought, he'd be the second best director in the city.
His Trister was good, said Bruegel, but his Ottokar was outstanding. I'd recommend him.
Have you prepared anything?
Detlef asked, addressing a tall, gaunt man for the first time this morning. Lowenstein bowed and launched into Ottokar's dying declaration of love for the goddess Mimidia. Taradash had claimed to be divinely inspired the day he wrote it, and the actor gave the best reading Detlef had ever heard of the speech. He himself had never played in the loves of Ottokar and Mimidia, and if he had to be compared with Laszlo Lowenstein, he might consider putting it off a few decades. Detlef forgot the tall, gaunt actor and saw only the humbled Ottokar, a haughty tyrant brought to the grave by an obsessive love, dragged into bloody deeds by the most noble of intentions, and only now conscious that the persecution of the gods will extend beyond his body and torment him for an eternity. When he finished, the crowd of tall, gaunt men, hard-bitten rivals who would have been expected to look only with hatred and envy upon such a gifted performer, applauded spontaneously. Detlef wasn't sure, but he thought he'd found his Drachenfels.
Leave your address with the Crown Prince's steward, Detlef told the man. We'll be in touch.
Lowenstein bowed again and left the stage.
Do you want to see anyone else?
Bruegel asked. Detlef thought a moment. No.
Send the Drachenfelses home. Then let's have the Rudis, the Meneshes, the Weitz, and the Erzbets.